Welcome to the Frank Stewart Training Hall for tonight's match between the AIS and the Sydney Uni Flames. It is going to be an interesting one, and joining me for tonight's match once again is Dale Barnes. And Dale, it should be quite a even matchup, with Sydney being very tall, with their lack of guards that we have already seen right throughout this year, and with Michelle Musselwhite manager for the week, it's not going to help their cause any.
No. Having said that, Sydney Flames have actually played well the last 2 weeks, and are coming off two strong wins, so they'll be looking to cement that and go into the Christmas break with a win here tonight. And actually, in the warm-up, Natalie Porter, who's one of their starters, actually looked like she's gone down and rolled her ankle. So that was in the warm-up before the game even got underway. So that's got to be of some assistance to the AIS as well.
Yeah, it is.
The AIS girls are looking forward to going home on their break. And so sometimes we often find in the past that that has a negative influence on the AIS girls. They're sort of preoccupied with thinking, oh, well, they're finally going to get home, have Christmas with mum and dad, do all those great things that they miss out on during the year. So traditionally their games before they go home haven't been one of their best ones. So I'm hoping tonight that trend will be reversed.
We hope so as well, as this is the last appearance for the AIS in the Frank Stewart Training Hall for the year, with their next two home games over at the AIS Arena. It was something I mentioned to Nikki Barstow when I spoke to her ahead of tonight's game.
Yeah, that's right. We're looking at trying to achieve some of our goals in the statistics department, trying to keep them under a certain amount of points at each quarter, and trying to realistically look at controlling some of the boards. They're a little bit bigger than us, so we need to try and keep them off the boards and just take it quarter by quarter.
You match up very well against Sydney, though, at the moment, because they have got all their point guards out.
Well, they're all their starting point guards out.
Yeah, that's true, but they're pretty dominant, and their threes and fours are quite versatile, so we won't be looking at winning just the point guard position, but taking system control. We'll come after their point guard and try and slow them down and get them out of their, you know, the normal routine a little bit, but they're the pretty good shooting guards department, and we will be coming and looking at their Snell and Porter and those sorts of plays for us.
And of course, when you look at the development of the girls, you still seem to be bringing new girls in and rotating them around quite a bit. And I think, is that some of the recruits for next year sitting on the bench watching tonight?
No, they're not. They're netball scholarship holders. But they'd be a nice recruit, wouldn't they? No, we have had four of our new girls for next year. It's been here for 3 days this week, and that was pretty invigorating, having them change the energy levels of the practices. But it's nice to have those girls, and the rotation, we've got a good leadership core of the girls, so that we can have young girls come in and have a go at some of the roles, and they've got some good work ethics that they can live up to, so it's quite easy for us.
And of course, your first year as an assistant coach, you were a scholarship coach last year. How's the step up been?
It's been fantastic. Obviously, the first part of the year was a little different, and with Dean stepping in August, September, and myself getting an opportunity to change my responsibilities, has been fantastic, and a new group and new coach. It's lots of changes, and some of the older girls are adjusting to that, but things are looking good for next year.
Well, all the best for tonight.
Thank you.
Well, Karen Dalton, it's been an exciting week for you, and, well, hopefully the girls can continue on your chase to the championship.
Yeah, no, it's been, we had a pretty good weekend last weekend, and, coming away with two wins, obviously our backs are to the wall, and we need to win every game from now probably to the end of the season to make the four.
Moose, still out injured, is, trouble in a team that hasn't got any guards left on the floor. And it's been a tough one for you all year.
Yeah, no, it has been tough. Like, I think when Potsy went down, we always knew Billy was going to come back probably December, January. Like, we're looking at her coming back in January. And when Potsy went down in the Opals, and then Moose has gone down, and, she was probably our third rotational point guard. We brought Narelle Lindsay in, and she's done a really good job, and we're lucky enough to have Bree Hennessy come back into the program. She was only absent due to university commitments, but we just were lucky, very lucky to get in, that we'd only played 10 games when Moose went down.
Well, today you go up against the AIS, which is a very tall team, and that actually helps your rotation.
Yeah, no, we've really struggled against the smaller teams this year, probably, due to the fact that we don't have our main guards are probably out, but you know, like you play against a Dandenong and you've got two quality point guards coming, one of them coming off the bench, and, you know, Tully Bevilacqua coming up against her as well. And we have struggled against the smaller teams. We've got a very good front line. It's a matter of getting the ball into the players' hands that we need to get the ball into, and, you know, executing our stuff. That's what we really need to do, and that's what we did a really good job of last weekend.
Well, good luck tonight.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, so tonight's game, here's some interesting matchups. We've got Abby Bishop starting in the five spot. We've got Mel Smith in the four. Rebecca Schatz and Rebecca Schatz and Michaela Dobkins are in the two and three spots, and in the point guard spot is Katie Ray Ebsley, the young 15-year-old who's come in here late in the season to when Renee Camino came down with an injury. For Sydney, they have Woodyard in the jump ball. She was obviously replacing Natalie Porter in the pre-game, so we got injured in the pre-game. We also have multi-Olympian
Shots.
Chris Bellum and Linda Snell. Lindsay is in the point guard, Nepiaki.
Is a AIS first up ball. Bishop can't put it in. Shots, who carried it down the floor for the AIS, just couldn't get up the rebound, and it's over the baseline. We'll have the turnover with Lindsay carrying it down. Lindsay, a late inclusion into this Sydney Uni side. Long three-point attempt by Lindsay is good, and she will get the first points of the game. In fact, yeah, Narelle Lindsay, 3 points. I've got to say that for the crowd as well as tell everyone here, but so I'll just adjust that mic so we can hear you a bit clearer. As Bishop works around the perimeter, gives it to Esri. Esri kicks it into the corner. The shots for 2 points. 2 points to Rebecca Schatz. It was a long-range two-pointer. She just had a foot on the arc.
Yes, both teams have started off shooting the ball very well. And with that, Belinda Snell has hit another big three for them. Oh, no, it's actually two. She must have the toe on the line as well.
Belinda Snell, 2 points for the game. As the AIS with Esri reverses it back to Bishop around the arc. Two shots, then to Smith in the paint. Smith's layup wouldn't drop. Lindsay gets back there with the help of Apiaki to work the rebound. Goes long, gives it to Fallon. Now into the corner, Snell across to Apiaki, but the foul will be on Schatz. Rebecca Schatz, first personal foul. Pushing foul on Eva Apiaki there. Still not happy with that mic on you there.
Okay,
that
better?
Will work better.
There we go. Yes, Melinda Snell inbounds the ball to Trish Fallon, who immediately shoots it off the rim and out. Ebiafiaki can't bring in the rebound, so it will be AIS ball from the end line. Mel Smith will inbound the pass to Katie Ray. Getting free, here she is. She brings the ball up the court, guarded by Narelle Lindsay.
Katie Ray kicks it to the right side, gives it to Bishop on the right wing, goes back around the arc between Schatz, and then the left side is Esri. Esri drives to the basket, a confident move by Esri, but the layup just didn't work in the right hand, and it was a turnover to Lindsay. Dumpkins reaching in as the pass is going down to Schnell, and it's over the sideline, so Schnell inbounds it to Lindsay now. But the girls looking confident here, Dale.
Yes, they're taking their shots. They are playing confidently.
Lindsay drives into Bishop, then has to stop, kicks it out to Fallon. Fallon looking for Apiaki in the paint. Apiaki is fouled again.
Yes.
That is the second personal foul on shots.
Yes, Eva Apiaki posted her up and got a nice little left-hand hook shot there, which unfortunately she was fouled on. So here she is. She goes to the line. She misses the first shot. Hits the front of the rim. Gets ready for that second shot. Gets herself relaxed. And that one's nicely put in. Abby Bishop inbounds the ball to Michaela Dobkins. She's bringing the ball up, guarded by Trish Fallon. She passes on the left-hand wing to Schatz, who passes over the top to Katie Ray, who's setting up the play now. And she drives all the way. And no, unfortunately, her shot is short, rebounded by Georgia Woodyard, who turns it over, and Katie Ray comes up with the ball over to Smith, over to Schatz, back to Katie Ray, and now she'll set up the play.
Katie Ray setting from the centre circle, drives left, then loses the dribble, then had to give it to Bishop, who's being watched by Woodyard, into the corner, finding Dompkins, then into the paint, finds Smith. Smith is fouled by Snell. Belinda Snell, first personal foul. Gemma Sutherland coming into the game for Georgia Woodyard.
And Mel Smith will go to the foul line and two foul shots here.
very quiet applause for, I think, Gemma Sutherland's first game in Canberra, not wearing a Canberra uniform.
There's been a few changes to this team, to the Sydney team, just due to injuries.
And Smith misses the first.
Second one rolls around and goes in.
Makes both. Mel Smith makes both. 2 points for the game. Well, don't know what I was watching then.
Yes, we're both talking.
Mel puts up a big three-pointer from the left side. Now, Fallon was able to tap it back to Lindsay. Then Fallon puts up the three-point attempt. It doesn't fall. And Katie Ray gets it across to Smith, onto Domkins, under the basket. Domkins goes for the half-court pass. Bishop, 2 points for the game.
Yes, nice shot there. Nice. Girls are looking good. Passing the ball up. Good transition basket, that one.
Fallon in the paint now, takes a step. She's been fouled by, I think it's Smith. And, Mel Smith, first personal foul.
You just have to be careful. They've racked up three fouls in very quick succession here.
And two have been opportunities for Sydney to score on.
Yes. So here we go, Fallon at the line again. No, misses that. Well, luckily they're not connecting on all their shots. Sydney missing one, putting one in. Let's see, she does the same. Puts that second shot in.
Fallon, 1 point for the game. As Domkins gets the inbound pass, goes up over half court, two shots, then back to Katie Ray. Katie Ray gets a good screen from Smith, drives into the paint, jumps off to Bishop. Bishop was in heavy traffic, but Gemma Sutherland is going to be called for her first foul. Gemma Sutherland's first personal foul as Bree Hennessy comes into the game for Belinda Snell. Just wasn't quite sure who she was making the sub for then.
No.
It wasn't clear. I guess she had a choice of three, and yeah, I got the wrong one.
Yes. Probably a bit surprising because Belinda Snell's one of their main players to be substituted so early in the game. But they're obviously going to rotate their players.
Rattles out the second shot from Bishop. So Bishop now 3 points for the game. As Hennessy has it on the right wing, goes to the corner, Fallon into the paint at the low post, Afiaki. And Afiaki, 3 points now for the game. That's good movement by Eva.
AIS has just got to get a bit more physical in there because Eva's a very physical player and she's a very strong girl and will take it strong to the hole. Here we are with Katie Ray on the left-hand wing. She drives with her left hand into the middle, takes a step around. Not a really good shot. She's under pressure there and Narelle Lindsay comes up with the rebound, dribbles up the court, over to Bree Hennessy, back to Lindsay. Into Afiaki, who again posting up low, went for a shot, was blocked by Mel Smith, and there's a bit of a scramble and a jump ball, and it'll be AIS ball. Is that right? No, they're calling Sydney ball, I think, from the end. Timeout
called by Sydney Uni.
And Karen Dalton hasn't actually been well. It was a bit of a surprise that she's here today. She said she wouldn't be jumping up and down on the sidelines too much, so it'd be interesting to see. She probably wouldn't be that pleased with the start that they've had, and conversely, Dean Kingsman, very happy with the start the AIS girls have made. They look very confident out there, putting the ball inside and being fouled.
Only 2 points down at this point in time, and they've executed some good offence, but they haven't looked like they've got into their patterns yet.
No, I think Eva Afiaki is looking dangerous down in that low post, and I think the AIS are going to have to make some adjustments there. Maybe put someone a little bit more physical on her to try and push her out of the low block, or post, or alternatively front her, so that she just can't get an easy ride to the basket. But she's looking strong at the moment.
There she is, looking very dangerous for the Sydney Uni Flames, and of course they've lost their main post player in Nat Porter, who plays that power forward role that she's really making her career out of playing that power forward.
And sometimes it's very unsettling for a team because they would have come in here with a game plan. Nat Porter would have been on their starting five, and then 2 minutes before the game is about to start, she rolls her ankle in the warm-up, and so consequently they're probably just going to take a little while to adjust without her there.
Inbound pass goes to Fallon, off to Afiaki, who gets a shot from the right-hand elbow. It doesn't drop, but it's tapped away by the AIS, and Fallon will inbound the ball once again. Goes to Narelle Lindsay. Katie Ray right up in her face. Lindsay, though, gets her wrong-footed. Lindsay drives to the basket, has it rattle off the iron, and it's slapped away by Lewis on the rebound into the hands of Esri, and Esri will carry it back over the half. Looks to go to the top of the key, where it is Smith. Smith tried to call the play. Now she's lost the dribble. Had to go left side back to Dompkins. Wasn't ready. In the paint is Bishop. And Bishop... Bishop, 5 points for the game. That was, well, it was scrappy, but it was eventually what they wanted to do, get it into Bishop in the paint.
Yeah, Abby's looking better every game. She's really starting to get more confident down there in the low post, realising she can compete with these girls physically. She may not have the experience that they have, but she's doing a good job, Abby Bishop.
Fiaki goes to Fallon at the low post. She's taken that position now. The shot's dropped, and that's going to be Mel Smith's second personal foul. Smith, second personal foul, and Fallon will go to shoot the bonus now.
Yes, Fallon, a very experienced player.
Carla Francis in for Smith.
And Caitlin Francis is a new girl
Caitlin,
Francis, yeah, new girl from South Australia. She's only been in the Institute for about 3 weeks now. So she's a nice tall girl, nice athlete, not afraid to shoot the ball, so... see how she goes tonight.
She took the rebound that time from the missed shot from Fallon. Katie Ray's got it down in the front court. Now off to Francis, on to Dompkins. Quickly on to Lewis for three. Bounces up on the iron, gets onto the top of the backboard, and it will be a turnover as Georgia Woodyard and Belinda Snell come back into the game for Eva Afiaki and Trish Fallon. Also Narelle Lindsay sitting down for Vicky Brick. So, Gemma Sutherland, he bounced the ball to Brick. Brick goes right side on Hennessy. Hennessy goes back to Sutherland, then to Snell. On the arc, goes inside to Hennessy, who has the ball knocked away by, I think it was Molly Lewis's knee that time. It rolls over the sideline, and Hennessy will get to inbound it once again. Inbound to Brick. Brick for a long-range two-pointer. It was never online, but Sutherland and Woodyard able to work out on defending that offensive ball, and Sutherland 2 points.
That was very scrappy play. No one really quite sure what they were doing there, and it ended up falling in the thumble and pants, and she finished it off with a nice shot. Here comes Katie Ray driving the left-hand side of the court, passes into Kayla Francis. Back to, nice play, nice little give and go there where Katie Ray... cut past her and got fouled doing the layup, so she'll go to the line.
Vicky Brick, first personal foul. And I guess Katie Ray gets now to try and close up this score. It's 13-9 here as the AIS trail with 3 minutes 53 left on the clock in the first quarter. Esri misses the first of the two free throws, lines up for the second. Second one looks better. It's all net. And Esri, 1 point for the game. Down the right wing. And Belinda Snell gets the ball. Dompkins grabs it immediately. But Michaela Dompkins, first personal foul.
And
tough one.
Yes, AIS now Sydney were in the bonus. So every time the AIS foul, they'll go to the line to shoot two shots.
The call was a tough one because it looked like she just grabbed on the ball as soon as Snell took possession.
Snell gave a wry smile there, I think, when the call was made too.
Snell missing the first. Second shot's on its way, rattles out as well. Bishop does the rebounding, gets it onto Francis, who carries it down, kicks it hard. Lewis in the paint, just can't get the layup to drop. And Brick, working through the traffic, kicks it now across to Hennessy. Hennessy gets it to Woodyard, but Woodyard has to reach back for it, and she's going to get a foul called. I think it'll be against Katie Ray. No.
Kayla Francis is on.
Francis, first personal foul. Rachel Herrick comes in for Bishop. And Georgia Woodyard goes to the line. Well, that was unlucky. It was a bad pass there that Woodyard had to reach back to go and get, and that probably increased the opportunity for a foul.
Yes. I thought the AIS girls had their hands up in the air, but there was probably still a bit of contact on her arm, and when you're shooting, you want to protect the shooter, so they always get the advantage, I think, if it's a 50-50 call.
Woodyard makes both for 2 points for the game. It is, Dompkins and Herrick work a bit of volleyball there as they didn't get it over the front court, into the front court in time, so Belinda Snell will take the turnover from the side. Trish Fallon back into the game for Gemma Sutherland. as Hennessy gets it from Brick, back to Woodyard, working the perimeter. Snell takes on Domkins, drives to the basket. She gets her own rebound, and Francis, I think, is going to be called for the foul.
Yes, Kayla Francis was had a nice position there, but her hands were forward. She needs to keep her hands straight up in the air because she actually can't bring them forward.
Second personal foul called on Francis as timeout AIS.
But the AIS girls are actually, I think they're playing quite well and been a little bit unlucky with a couple of calls. But Sydney are getting the ball in now. They're not taking so many three-pointers. They've obviously been instructed, I'd say, by Karen Dalton to drive against the AIS and just see what they can create. And the AIS girls are getting into foul trouble. They need to be aware of that and keep their hands out of there.
It is going to be a tough one now because with 3 minutes 18 left to go, they're in the bonus already, down by 5, and you certainly don't want to see them. I think this time it's been credited against against Sydney here, so the second light flashing on the Sydney on the scoreboard there, but I'm sure it was Dean Kinsman that asked for the timeout.
So I think both teams will be reasonably happy with how they're going, considering the upset to Sydney just before the start of the game with Nat Porter getting no longer being able to take any part in this game. And Sydney is settling down now, as I said, pushing the ball inside and getting the AIS into a bit of foul trouble. So the AIS girls need to be aware of that, keep their hands out of there, and also take advantage of it. They've had a few layups down the other end that they've missed. They need to make sure they convert those shots. So Belinda Snell goes to the line now. She missed the last two, which was uncharacteristic of her, but she makes it amends this time and puts it straight through the middle.
Much better if she keeps the character there. It's easy to say too.
Makes that second one. She is such a nice shooter, Belinda Snell. Here we are, Kayla Francis has the ball. She takes a dribble. Oh, bad pass. Tried to get it to Michaela Dobson, who missed. Bree Hennessy came up with her, and here she goes a three-pointer and puts it in.
Hennessy, 3 points, and they're going with full court pressure now. Domkins has to go past Fallon and Hennessy as get the ball to Katie Ray, who brings it up over the half. It's still a bit of confusion there in the Sydney Uni defence. Michaela Domkins on the left elbow is able to get free for a moment, but Snell comes in to shut it down. Then they go into the paint. I think Brick is being called for another foul on Francis.
Yes, Brick actually is only quite a height difference there, and she actually came under Kayla as Kayla jumped in the air.
Second personal foul on Vicky Brick as Bishop comes into the game again for Francis. Not a shooting foul, though, so...
No, they've now hit 4 fouls, so every foul by both teams now will send the other team to the line.
Oh, it's interesting. Domkins puts it into the back of Hennessy, goes in, gets the ball back, gives it to Bishop. Bishop, 11 points for the game.
Oh, smart play there by Michaela Domkins. She couldn't pass the ball in, so she bounced it off her defender's back and got the ball in. And so now we have... AIS in a zone defence now against Sydney. So Sydney are now trying to work the ball around.
Woodyard tries to drive past Bishop, but Bishop is being called for being too late into position. Abby Bishop, first personal foul.
So again, Georgia Woodyard will go to the line. There's a bit of confusion there with Sydney. You're not quite sure. They didn't recognise defence quick enough. And but Georgia Woodyard got the ball inside and just tried to drive. And
Abby just wasn't in position in time.
No, not just a fraction late. So she puts the first shot in. It's now 21-12 to Sydney with 2 minutes 22 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Much better performance by the AIS. Georgia Woodyard, it's 4 points for the game.
Yes.
As Herrick has to go long, it was tapped away by Fallon, but Abby Bishop comes back to help her. She's still not that far, and eventually the long pass to Esri has been taken by Fallon, but Fallon's been called for a travel.
Yes.
Well, you don't see that too often.
No. I think the AIS, Sydney are putting a full court pressure on the AIS, and the AIS back corner aren't handling this very, very good. That was lucky there. So Herrick's now inbounding the ball into Schatz. Still got to bring it over centre line. Here she brings it over, running the plays. Not a natural guard, Schatz, more suiting the forward position. Over to Dobson. He passes it into Bishop. Bishop's looking for someone to pass it to. She passes it to Tomlinson. He passes it to, tries to get the pass to Abby Bishop, but is intercepted by Sydney. And AO's got to show more composure there. They're really rushing the ball. They've got a very big team on the court at the moment. and they just need to be able to handle the pressure a little bit better.
Thomas and just came in for Esri as they go back to Brick. Brick has shots. It gives, watching her, it gives it off to Woodyard. Woodyard from the elbow misses the shot, and Hennessy comes up with the rebound. She hands it off to Snell, who sits at point and looks to run the play. Calls Woodyard up to her on the right side of the perimeter. Round the arc, goes to Fallon, back to Snell for three, all net. Belinda Snell, 3 points, 7 for the game.
And so Michaela Dobkins inbounds to Luella Thomason, who passes to Herrick. Back to Dobkins, who's calling out the plays. She's running the point guard at the moment, Michaela Dobson. Here she is, up the centre of the court, over to Herrick on the left wing, over to Schatt. Schatt takes the ball down the middle and puts up a nice shot on the foul line, but unfortunately it's off. It's a scramble for the ball, and Fisher comes up with it. He passes it off to Herrick, over to Michaela Dobson, and AI is settled down to Tomlinson, into Schatt. Schatt goes for the shot, but it's fouled by Georgia Woodyard.
First personal foul on Georgia Woodyard. Schatt's just managed to get in behind the defence there, and Georgia didn't realise she was behind her until too late, and the AIS got the ball in quickly to the play.
Yeah, sometimes you've got to be a bit sneaky around that area. You just sort of sneak behind your play when you think that she's not looking, and that worked that time. But here's Schatt's at the line. And she puts the first one in. Elise Shearing's come on also for... she set off for Rachel Herrick. Oh, put both shots in. So here we have Afiaki into Lindsay. AIS in an extended court press. Over to Bree Hennessy. They break it very easily. Over to Snell. Back to Snell. Snell takes the three. Unsuccessful. Elise Shearing comes up with the rebound. Passes to Michaela Dobson, who in turn passes it to Rebecca Schatz, who has a shot. And it's successful. No dribbles there, just three passes, beautiful play. Narelle Lindsay brings the ball up the court.
Chad, 6 points for the game as Lindsay puts one finger into the air and runs the clock down. 15 seconds left, bounce pass to Fallon, over the top, finds Snell in the paint, and Snell's good enough to get it off the glass. 9 points for Belinda Snell for the game. As shots running down the clock, tried to get it on to Shearing. Shearing's shot just wouldn't carry in time. And at the end of the first quarter, it is the Sydney Uni leading the AIS at the first quarter break, 27-16. The Women's National Basketball League is proudly brought to you by Price Attack. You know value, we know hair. Well, first quarter there, Dale, that showed a lot of promise, but still Sydney Uni were able just to keep notching up the points to get themselves out to an 11-point lead here at the first break.
The first 5 minutes of the game was fairly even, with the AIS taking some shots, looking good. They changed their defences a couple of times, but then Sydney just settled down. They put got some nice shooters out there. Belinda Snell's put a couple of threes in. They're all contributing. Every player that comes on the court for Sydney is contributing and doing a good job for them. The AIS have actually had some shots that have just missed, and that's the pressure that Sydney are putting on. A lot of the shots haven't been easy shots. They've been under pressure and they've just rolled around the basket. The AIS on defence need to just get a little bit tighter. That last play was beautifully executed by Sydney. Narelle Lindsay just called it. Belinda Snell just posted up her defender and just went to work on it. That's the experience, the strength of the Sydney team. They've got good players and it was nicely executed last play of the quarter.
And One is the official supplier of footwear to the AIS basketball program. We thank them for their support right throughout the AIS Siebel and Price Attack WNBL season.
And the top scorers at quarter time. For Sydney, we have Bree Hennessy with 3 points. Evie Afiaki with three, Trish Fallon with three, Belinda Snell has 9 points, Gemma Sutherland two, Georgia Woodyard four, Narelle Lindsay three. For the AIS, we have Katie Ray Ebsery with one, Rebecca Schatz with 6 points, Melissa Smith with 2 points, Abby Bishop with 7 points. So surprisingly, then Michaela Dobkins, actually looking at this, she hasn't taken a shot, which is remarkable. She hasn't actually taken a shot for the quarter. I'm sure we'll see her come out and take the shots, because she's actually one of the AIS's top scorers so far this season and one of the nice shooters. No one's really in foul trouble. 2,000 is the most it's on any girl. So that's not too bad at this stage of the game. Just don't want to get a quick one this quarter.
Returning to the floor for the AS, shots Domkin, Shearing, Bishop and Tomlinson. For Sydney Uni, Fallon, Snell, Apiaki, Lindsay and Hennessy. So it's a very experienced floor for Sydney Uni.
Yeah.
As the AAS, well, that's what the program's all about. But
actually, every girl that's on the court for Sydney Flames is an ex-AIS scholarship holder at the moment when I'm looking at it. Some going back a few years now, like Trish Fallon, and others not so long ago, like Evie Afiaki.
Narelle Lindsay, first personal foul, and that was an interesting one because it was on the inbound pass. And she had made an error on, and she had a not too pleased look on her face. The AAS on the next position, though, got the ball into Bishop, who just took off and ran before she was able to get a dribble going.
Yes, had a travel and then actually kicked the ball out of bounds, so it was going to be Sydney's ball either way. We've got Trish Fallon on the right-hand wing for Sydney. She passed it to Bree Hennessy, who's been stolen by Luella Tomlinson, who passed it into Elise Shearing for it, and she goes for a nice layup.
Shearing, 2 points. And that's her first 2-4 of the game as Lindsay carries it back. Okay. Lindsay pulls up at the left elbow, gets it off to Hennessy, back round to Lindsay, who's backed away from the arc. Diafiaki still on the left side. Now back to Lindsay, then to Fallon on the right side. Snell setting up for 3 points, but Afiaki's taken the post, gets around Bishop, and can't get the layup to drop. And it was a... well, the AIS took off to the races there, but I think they all stopped on the 24-second clock whistle.
Yes. So they didn't reset the clock fast enough. As soon as the shot actually hit the ring, the shot clock should have been reset. It was obviously kept going, but it's AIS's ball from the side. And it was a good defense from the AIS. They're in this zone still, persisting with the zone. Here we have with Dobson has the ball on the right-hand wing, closely guarded by Bree Hennessy. She takes a dribble, looking for a pass, passes over to Rebecca Schatz, who's on the left-hand side of the court. Passes down the baseline to Michaela Dobson. She's looking for someone. She's very closely guarded by Bree Hennessy. Over to, and they have to take a stretch. Elise Shearing actually had to take a shot there. The shot was running out and was an air ball, so it's Sydney's ball from the end line. Narelle Lindsay brings the ball up, doing the point guard position. Again, AIS in this zone. Over to the wing to Trish Fallon, who reverses the ball over to Bree Hennessy. Bree's looking to pass it over to the top of the key to Lindsay. Into Afiaki, who's on the foul line. She dribbles left, actually charges and knocks into and hits Abby Bishop square down the middle. That's a charging foul on Afiaki.
Eva Afiaki's first personal foul.
So Elise Shearing will inbound the ball to Rebecca Schatz, who's guarded by Lindsay. She's bringing the ball, dribbling the ball up the court.
Shearing just zigzagging on Lindsay, who gets a hand onto the... Lindsay got a tap onto the ball deflecting it, but the call's been given to Sydney.
No, none of the referees actually saw that. I think they just thought that she passed it straight out of bounds, but it was deflected off Lindsay's hand. Who's got the ball up the top of the key, passes to Snell, does a cross-court pass to Fallon, into the baseline, Afiaki, posting up again. Nice work by Afiaki and draws a foul on Abby Bishop. And I think that's her third foul. No, it's actually her second. I thought it was.
Abby Bishop's second foul, points count. Eva Afiaki goes to the line to shoot the bonus.
Afiaki doing a very nice job of posting up there in the baseline, 20, using his strength very well.
29-18 as Afiaki converts. 6 points for Eva Afiaki tonight. 30 plays 18.
AIS are having 55. Trouble getting the ball in the court here by the full court pressure by Sydney, but they bring it up eventually. Michaela Dobson passes into Schatz in the middle of the key, and Rebecca Schatz does a nice little 6 foot jump shot.
Schatz, 8 points for the number eight. Lindsay now goes left side. Snell for three. It's all net. Belinda Snell, 12 points for the game.
Snell left all alone. That you have to be aware of where she is every time she's on the court. AIS's ball into Shearing, who can't get a shot up. She passes back to Dobson. Dobson's back to Shearing. Shearing passes into Bishop under the basket, and she is fouled by Belinda Snell. So Abby Bishop will go to the line. To shoot
second personal foul on Belinda Snell.
And we have subs by both teams. Kay Ray Ebsery coming on, and so is Jewish Sutherland. Michaela Dobkins and Bree Hennessy going off for Sydney and AIS. So here's Abby Bishop at the line, takes a couple of dribbles, steadies herself. An all net. AIS moved to 21 points. And misses the second shot. Scramble for the rebound. Epiaki comes up with it over to Lindsay. Dribbles down the court over to Fallon on the right-hand wing. She's back to Snell at the top of the key. Over to Epiaki on the left. Snell posting up. Can't get the shot. Passes back out to Fallon, who passes to Lindsay. Lindsay all alone on the right-hand side of the court and puts a lovely three-pointer in. They're shooting very well from the three-point line, Sydney. Their percentage will be very high. Here's Katie Rabe with the ball up the top of the key, passes to Luella Tomlinson on the right hand. She passes to Shearing out the top, reverses the pass over to Katie Rabe. Katie passes into Abby Bishop. Post up, lovely 2 points by Abby Bishop.
Nicely, Bishop now 10 points for the game.
Nicely executed play there by the AIS.
Ife Afiaki at the low post gets the ball but has to tap it away. It wasn't a clean pass from Fallon. Lindsay gets it back, gives it back to Afiaki, drives baseline, kicks it, looking across to Snell, but Ezri gets a hand on it, and a timeout. Timeout called by Sydney.
Yes, that was very nice. Last possession by the AIS was beautifully executed play, and I think Karen Dalton will be addressing some of their defences. They don't want to see Abby Bishop just posting up so low and being able to go to the key and just put those shots in. She's done a very good job, so she'll be addressing that. It'll be interesting to see if she moves anyone specifically onto when they come out of this timeout break.
We'd like to remind you that Moulton is the official game ball of the Price Attack WNBL, and you can catch all the action on ABC Television, the official broadcast partner, shown on Saturday afternoons and then on ABC 2 every Sunday morning. So yes, good game for the AIS, probably their best this season. As it's coming towards the end of the season, it's good to see that all the development work that they have been doing throughout the year is starting to gel, and it's starting to show they're playing as a much more cohesive team as well.
Yes. Abby Bishop's now got 10 points, and she's had a really, really solid game so far, so she'd be very pleased, and so would Coach Dean Kingsman with Abby Bishop's game. So, and the girls are getting the ball into her too, which is nice. I mean, they're recognising that she's just strong there. So it'll be very interesting to see what Sydney do to make some adjustments on that.
Snell inbounds the ball to Sutherland, who gives it off to Fallon on the right side. Ball came from the left. Fallon reverses to Snell with 1 second left on the shot clock. Oh. She makes a three-pointer. Snell, 15 points for the game as Fallon gets the pass from Dompkins, and the turnover is affected, so not good out of a timeout once again. Lindsay Sutherland goes into Afiaki, almost loses the bounce. She kicks it out to Fallon, who finds Lindsay, drives down the right lane. Layup bounces off the backboard, off the ring. Sutherland goes in to get it, but can't knock it away. Eventually, Fallon will come up with it, gives it back to Sutherland, who kicks it long across, goes to Snell. Snell's layup is short, and Tomlin will come up with it. Tomlinson almost throws it away. Dompkins gets a pass off to Shearing. Shearing bounce pass over to Schatz. Schatz serves to go back away to Tomlinson, but I think she must have put a foot on the...
I think they've caught 3 seconds in the key on Abby Bishop. Abby was going in and she just didn't move out of the key quickly enough there, and that's what the call was.
Ezri Smith and back in for the AIS. I think there was one more too, but I missed the last change. Ezri Smith certainly back in. Dompkins.
I think you've got it right.
Yeah. Sutherland gets the ball left side, goes to the left elbow. Snell goes out to Fallon for three. Fallon all net.
Oh my goodness, this is a feast of threes here by Sydney. I can't believe how well they're shooting.
No surprise really, because when you have Fallon, Snell, Lindsay, and of course Eva can go out there and do it as well.
Yes, that's right.
You've got plenty to choose from. As Ezri gets it into the corner, Dompkins drives to the elbow, gives it to Shearing. Shearing in the air. That was almost Alana Beard type work there.
Yes.
Shearing, 2 points, four for the game.
Yes, nice athleticism. She's a very athletic girl, Alice Shearing. Now, the referees have called something here.
Alice Shearing on Afiaki.
Oh, yes.
Alice Shearing, first personal foul, timeout. Timeout called by the AIS.
Yes, well, I think Dean Kingswood would be talking to the girls that they've actually got to get out there and carry a hand. Can't let them just stand there and have these three-pointers. I mean, you do hope that they go off the boil when you're a team like this. You keep thinking, well, they can't keep shooting this good. But and until that happens, you really need to put them under pressure. You need to get out there, carry a hand out there. And because we've got at the moment... Linda Snell was already on 15 points. I mean, we've still got nearly 5 minutes to play before half time. So she's on a track for a 30-point game if she keeps shooting this way.
And interestingly enough, they were shooting at 60% at the first break, and they've made more than they've missed here in the second quarter.
Yes, they are shooting the ball very well. And we have seen that a few times this year here, the teams come out. I think they relish a little bit playing against the younger girls. They're used to playing against the more physical women, and they come out here and they realise, well, the girls aren't physically as strong, so they really relish it and find themselves probably getting a little bit easier shots than what they normally would. The AIS girls have executed some beautiful plays down the court. They've a couple of times in transition baskets, the ball hasn't hit the court, the floor, they've just passed on a layup, and it's looked very, very good when they run the ball. They really have looked very well. They just haven't done enough. And I'd have to say Sydney's full court defence has really worried the AIS, and that has been our Achilles heel all year.
Mm. All right, Snell looking to inbound the ball now. Goes to Fallon on the right side, gives it to Lindsay. Lindsay just dances around, comes to the top of the key, pumps it to Snell on the right side. Snell drives into the paint, kicks it out to Fallon, back to Lindsay for three, and Lindsay rattles off the iron. Woodyard, who's come back into the game, taps it away, but Shearing is able to get back to it. Gives it to Esri. Esri goes straight down to Dumpkin. Dumpkin, 3 points!
And that's Michaela's first score for the game.
I think it's her second shot.
And actually, it was 2 points.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, she must have had a toe on the line again.
Well, it has seen a few of them this time. Melissa Smith, third personal foul.
We have Abby Bishop ready to come back on to the court, and number five is actually Jessica Mansell coming on. She does have a different name on the back of her singlet, but her name is actually Mansell. Number five from Sydney has just come on.
Mansell in for Sydney Uni, along with Lewis and Bishop for the AS, and also Vicky Brick for Sydney Uni as well, coming into the game.
So Brick's going to in-ball the ball under Sydney's basket.
Fallon.
AIS still in their zone.
Oh. Straight into Snell. Oh, Woodyard just crashed into Bishop there as the three-point attempt ringed out from Snell. And Georgia Woodyard, second personal foul. And it's a 3-4 in the team foul. So the next one, we'll see the AIS start travelling the floor as Dompkins goes right side over to Esri. Esri puts the ball on the ground, has to pull up. As Brick watches her, goes to Dompkins, back to Lewis. Lewis kicks back and goes to Dompkins again. Shearing in the paint. She was off the wrong footed. Oh, Snell losing the dribble. She'll have to kick it on now. As able to go over the top to Sutherland, then to Woodyard. Woodyard hands it back to Brick and back to Snell around the top of the key. So they've gone in and out, but defense is good from the AIS. Goes back to Brick, who takes on Lewis, but Brick's layup doesn't drop. Jump ball is going to go the way of Sydney. So
yes, Elise Sheary and Gemma Sutherland both had their hands on the ball there, and was position arrow at Sydney's turn. So Linda Snell takes the ball, inbounds the pass to Sutherland, whose shot was actually an air ball, but Georgia Woodjoe, wasn't it, came up with that and put it back in. So here we are with Katie Ray Ebdrew bringing the ball down the court. Over to Dobson's, who's free again. She takes another three, and this time it is a three.
Dompkins, 3 points, now moves to 8 for the game. And Sutherland goes back to Snell after 3-point fifth, but Snell was offline. Shearing came up with the rebound. Sutherland almost got a hand on the pass to Esri as she goes to Lewis. Lewis has Snell tap her pass away to Bishop, but Shearing at the elbow puts up a jump shot. Doesn't fall, but Lewis comes back up with the rebound, and Lewis can't get her shot to go in. Woodyard comes up with the defensive rebound, gives it off to Brick, and Brick travels over half court. Brick setting up the play now. It's 44-30 with 2 minutes 40 left, as it is Mansell who gets the ball, hands it off to Sutherland. Sutherland goes to Snell. Snell's shot rattles out. She puts it straight back in, though, and the points will count as Lewis will get her first First foul.
Yes, AIS very soft on defence there. Belinda Snell had a shot. Actually, the rebound bounced on the floor and she just went in there and picked it up and laid it in.
Lewis, first personal foul as Francis comes back into the game for Shearing. And it will be Snell to try and make the bonus. So Snell, 20 points for the game. No, it rattles out. So Francis comes up with a rebound, gets it on to Bishop, then straight on to Lewis. Lewis goes to Dompkin. Bishop's trampling down into the paint, and she doesn't get the pass. Woodyard goes after it, but unfortunately she had a foot over the baseline, and it is AIS ball from the baseline as Eva Afiaki is looking to get back into the game. Afiaki coming back in for Sutherland. And
Bree Hennessy coming in.
Hennessy coming in for Snell.
So AIS ball from the baseline with Michaela Dobkins inbound the pass.
Dobkins looking to inbound it, going, well, looks to go to Francis. No, over the top of Bishop, and Mansell will come up with it. In the end, Dobkins manages to bump loose from Mansell. So Dobkins, Esri Dobkins, back cross court to Francis. Ooh. Francis got caught for one of the biggest. I even saw that travel. That was a big one.
Yeah, just a bit anxious. Wasn't sure whether to pass, to dribble, to shoot. And in the end decided, well, I better dribble, but it was too late. She'd already taken a step.
Afiaki will get the pass back from Brick as she inbounds it in the backcourt. 46 plays, 32 minutes left to go in the half. Then to Woodyard, to Mansell. Mansell right side to Brick. Brick into the corner, finds Hennessy. Afiaki's taking up position on the elbow. Oh, now she's trying to cut to the baseline. She's been in there for a while, but it goes to Woodyard in the end. Woodyard will have the shot count, and the foul will be on Francis. Third personal foul on Francis. Points count, and Woodyard will go to the line for the bonus. So 48 plays 30. The AIS have now moved themselves into five team fouls, so they've accelerated past Sydney.
Yes. It was a nice drive by Georgia Woodyard, just strong, and took it to her and made the bonus shot.
Woodyard, 7 points for the game as Bishop looks to bring the ball back in. She has to go a long time until she can find Francis coming down. Francis goes to Lewis. Oh, full court pass. Gets to Esri, who loses her feet. And Brick, I think, is going to be called. So?
Yes, foul on Brick.
Third personal foul on Vicky Brick.
And Katie Ray will go. Should go to the line. There's a bit of confusion here by the referees. And one referee thought it was just in ball, and the other referee was pointing no, that it's two foul shots to Katie Ray Esri. So she goes to the line. Herself. And successful. Slaps five with Caleb Francis. And
I don't think you have to whisper here either. There's enough noise here. You don't have to worry about whispering. Esri makes the second. 49 plays 32 with a minute 38 as Brick carries the ball across the half, goes left side to Hennessy, then works into the corner. Hennessy goes back to Woodyard at the top of the arc. Right side is Mansell. Mansell looking for cutters. No one presenting himself. Hennessy eventually has to go down onto the right side into Woodyard on the right lane. Afiaki's in the paint, but it kicks it out to Brick, and Brick knocks down a three. Brick, 3 points, her first three for the game. As AIS, well, they want to try and keep a lid on this, 52 to 32, and it's Dobkins down the right wing. Bishop gets the position on the left lane. She loses handle of it, or gives a poor pass to Katie Ray. Katie Ray over the top to Bishop, who's in the paint. She has to wait for Mansell to go over the top of her, then puts it in. Bishop now, 12 points for the game. Brick kicks it right side to Mansell. Mansell over the top to Woodyard. Woodyard thinks about a three. She goes for it. It's an air ball, though, and it's over the baseline. AIS will get the ball with 40.7 seconds left to go in the half.
Yes, they'll be looking to try and get, as I said, Sydney applying a lot of pressure up the court, and AIS really having trouble getting the ball over the halfway line, but finally Katie Ray does bring it over right on the time allocated to bring it over, which is 8 seconds. Cross-court pass to Lewis. Lewis takes a three and, oh, net.
Molly Lewis, 3 points. Well, the AIS netball team in attendance tonight, looking on?
Actually, that's the Australian netball.
Australian netball, is it?
Oh, they're in here for a camp, and I think next Tuesday they're going to pick the team for the Commonwealth Games.
So I'll tell you what, the most recent AIS team has certainly provided a lot of players to that
team. You can be forgiven for thinking it was the AIS girls there, yes.
That's my excuse. I'm sticking with it. I missed who made that layup now. It's AIS on the buzzer. Francis puts up the shot, but it's unfortunately not able to drop. At halftime, Sydney Uni lead the AIS 54-37.
Well, that was some highlights there from both teams, actually. I think the highlights for Sydney would definitely be the three-point shooting. We'll have a look at their stats later and see what their percentage they're shooting, but they'd be very happy with that. And AIS actually be very happy with Abby Bishop's game. She'd been able to get the ball inside to her, and she's been able to finish off in quite a few shots. And Michaela Dobkins finally got some shots up, and most of them went in that quarter. So some positive signs for both teams. AIS defence, again, is a little lacking occasionally just because of the strength of the and experience of the AIS, of the Sydney Flames, actually. They're a very, very good team, very experienced, and are really taking it to the students out there.
Well, it's half time. We'll take a break and be back with all the second half in just a few moments. Well, joining us here at halftime is Michelle Musselwhite, team manager for the GET Sydney Uni Flames tonight. And, well, a bit of a change. You're getting a lot of experience on different roles off the court up at Sydney Uni.
I sure am. It's, I don't like being manager. It's hard work.
Is it? Well, particularly hard work when one of your players goes down injured right on the, in the last 3 minutes of warm-up.
I know, and that went down in warm-up, still on Narelle Lindsay's foot, so she's sitting on the sideline, so making sure she's icing and doing the right thing, so she's right for the new year.
And whilst we're talking here, you're running the ice on your knee as well?
Yeah, just have to ice it like twice a day. I had surgery about 2 weeks ago, so, you know, just looking after it and trying to get back on the court mid-January, so...
It's not long to recover then, but not too many games between now and the new year.
No, it's our last game today, and then we've got 2 weeks break, so I head back off to Bairnsdale in the morning with Snelly, so I have to be really careful when I go home and do the right things and, you know, not muck around and make sure I'll, you know, just sit down and relax for 2 weeks and get in the pool and do my rehab.
You've also been studying this year. How's that all going?
Yeah, no, it went well. I'm glad it's over. And, you know, first year's always the hardest year because I was out of school for a couple of years and decided to study this year. But, you know, it was great at Sydney Uni. I was living on campus and everything was there for me. So I had a great setup.
And, of course, one of the things that, well, I think people in the basketball community knew about, but probably a lot of the people who aren't close to the prospect of the NBL probably didn't realise, but during the off-season between the two seasons this year and last, you went in for some surgery and you're actually come back from the dead.
Yeah, that's right. I went in for surgery in June, same knee, and you know, I was going in and just getting an arthroscope, so, you know, I thought I'd be in and out the same day. And you know, I woke up about 4 hours later and the knee surgeon came up to me and goes, oh, you want the good and bad news? I'm like, yeah. So he told me the good news, you know, we didn't touch your knee, but the bad news was, you know, we nearly lost you. We just, like, you stopped breathing and you blew up and stuff. And all I remember is waking up in intensive care and, you know, I saw my boyfriend at the time and I'm just like, I just started crying because I was hooked up to everything. So it was pretty scary, but...
Because the knee surgery isn't something that you're used to that. You're in every other week getting your knee scraped.
Yeah, that's right.
So the shock of that, but it also then, you know, it wasn't the knee you were recovering from, and then it was recovering from the complications.
Yeah, I had to wait another month before I could go back and have surgery, because I had to find out what I was allergic to, because I was allergic to, I'm allergic to Keflex now, so... It's basically antibiotics, and so I can't take that because, you know, I know it can really basically kill me, but
But quite a way to start your season, and of course that really puts you on a back foot in more ways than one, but then have knee flare up again, which it's going to be something you're going to have to manage right throughout the rest of your career, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
something I've got to manage. You know, I had surgery in June, and, you know, I got ready for the season, and then, you know, I was okay at the start of the season, and then I started flaring up, and, you know, I suppose I've got to manage myself. I can't do a lot of on-court stuff, so most of my stuff now is going to be in the pool and on the bike, so I've got to be real careful now.
Of course, what makes it more disappointing was you cracked your way into the Opal squad, and you're really building up your international resume as well.
Yeah, no, it's disappointing, but, you know, it's not the end of my career, so, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, break back into the squad, you know, try to get right and fit. So, you know, I'm just going to work really hard and try to get back into the squad and hopefully, you know, have a go at World Championships.
Yeah, well, we wish you all the best for the rehabilitation and, of course, for the rest of this game where you've got to just make sure you can keep the oven, what is it now, 8 players on the court.
Yeah, no.
You're going to be very careful when they come back up to warm up in this second half.
No, definitely. Yeah.
All the best. Thanks very much to Michelle Musselwhite joining us here at halftime. Turning to the floor for the second half is Esri, Bishop, Smith, Domkins, and Schatz for the AIS. For Sydney Uni, it's Lindsay, Woodyard, Snell, Apiaki, and Fallon. So as we get set for the second half, it's Smith who kicks the ball into the front court for Bishop. Esri gets it back at the centre circle, then drives left side, goes back to Smith, round the arc, two shots. Schatz then back to Esri, cross court. Esri drives into the paint at the free throw line, pull-up jump shot is short, just hits the front of the iron, drops down, and it will be Sydney Uni to take the ball back. Fallon bounce pass to Snell, right side to Afiaki. Afiaki bounce pass into Snell in the paint. Snell over the top, gets Woodyard in transition on the baseline. Her layup doesn't drop. And Domkins now off to the races. Over the top to Smith. Lazy sort of pass, but Smith gets onto it. At the baseline is Schatz to back out to Katie Ray. Katie Ray, 2 points, 5 for the game.
Nice execution there by AIS. They were very patient, passed that ball around until they got Paddy Ray in 3-3. Here we have Woodyard at the top of the key, passes to Fallon on the left-hand side. She passes out to Snell, who's at the top, reverses the pass onto the right-hand side to Afiaki, passes into Fallon on the baseline, returns around and does a nice little jump shot, all net into the... Paddy Ray brings the ball up the court for the AIS.
As Esri now looking, drives off to the right-hand side, reverses it back to Bishop, inside. Oh, Afiaki gets a hand on the pass that was intended for Smith, gives it off to Snell. Snell has to back away on the right side, then goes around the arc. Fallon back to Lindsay, left side now. Lindsay looks to put up, she looks driving to the key, bounce pass across to Woodyard. Woodyard over the top. Oh, Schatz gets in there, steals the ball away, and gets it off to Bishop, but Bishop's bounce pass just wasn't.
Wasn't
the right spot.
No, it was just a little bit too far.
We might swap headsets here.
Okay.
Over.
Yeah, Katie Ray just couldn't quite bring that, control the ball and went over the baseline and out of bounds. So we have Lindsay bringing the ball in the court, passing to Snell, who's into Afiaki in the paint, turns around for a nice little 3-foot jump shot, misses, gets her own rebound, passes back out to Snell, who passes to Fallon. Fallon into Woodyard. Out to Lindsay. Lindsay goes for the 3 point and all net.
Lindsay's 3 points moves it to 9 points for the game. And Lindsay now, well, really starting to be a big threat as she's nailed a number of those 3 points. In fact, her 9 points, I'd say, are all threes as you've got the stats in front of you.
Three threes there.
What's that percentage too, Dale? As Esri drives the left lane, puts up the jump shot. Oh, they just won't drop for the AIS at the moment. 59 plays 39, 20-point ball game with 7:26 left to go in the third term. Fallon's jump shot from the left-hand side doesn't fall. Snell does the rebound and gets it back out to Fallon, left side still. Afiaki then goes to the right side, finds Lindsay. Lindsay bounce pass down low to Fallon, then Fallon. Oh, Domkins just was working a knee and a leg just into the buttocks of Fallon and eventually moved her.
Yes, just trying to be a bit physical with Trish Fallon, and the referees were right onto that. So we have Lindsay inbounding the pass to Snell. Snell dribbles to the left-hand side of the court, tries to reverse back and actually loses her balance. She was bumped, but she lost her balance and fell and forced her into the travel. So if they are S4 from the side with Mel Smith to inbound support, she's calling for someone to get free. He comes Rebecca Schatz. She passes over to Katie Ray S3, who dribbles the ball down. It passes to Dobkins. Dobkins into Schatz. Schatz take a nice little dribble. Goes in. Oh, bad luck. Nice little 4 foot shot there. Unfortunately, won't go in. And Appiah comes up with a rebound.
Appiah goes left side, sorry, Lindsay, then off to Bissell, who drives into the baseline, gets into trouble, and Fallon has to come in to help her out. This time, I think it's going to be Dompkins called for her...
third foul.
Third personal?
Yeah.
Okay, look, Dompkins, third personal foul as Tomlinson comes in for Dompkins, Hennessy for Snell.
In fact, it's
Esri who comes off, my apologies.
Yes. So AIS have actually got three girls in three fouls now.
Fallon gets free of Dompkins. Rejected, Francis! Kicks it across to Smith, and Smith, oh, she can't finish off the good work in defence, but it will be an AIS ball over the backcourt. That was a great anticipation from Francis there to slap the playoff away.
Yes, yeah, and actually did a good job bringing the ball up the court.
Well, the inbound pass that time is over to Fallon. Fallon had to go back and get it. Hennessy gets it to Ivarfiaki, who's in the top of the key. That kicks it around. Sutherland didn't expect it. Eventually it goes back to Appiaki, who drives down the baseline. She gets double-teamed, but Sutherland's out there to help her. Appiaki on the death knell makes the three. Appiaki's 3 points takes her to 8 for the game. Schatz now comes across the half. It shuts. The AIS really need to get a score, but this time Francis missed the pass and it's over the side.
Yes, the turnovers are starting to creep up the AIS. I'll just check. They've actually had 10 up until half time, and with Sydney making 6, something that they've got to be aware of and try and cut down those turnovers.
Fallon goes left side over to Appiaki. Appiaki's pull-up jumper from about 11 feet. Oh, it doesn't fall, but Fallon wrestling with Francis, and Francis is deemed to have the last touch, so it'd still be a Sydney Uni ball. I think the referees have certainly... all the 50-50 calls are going Sydney's way at the moment, and Dean Kinsman is up in their face about it, which probably isn't helping matters. Appiaki kicks it out wide to Lindsay, and Lindsay nails another three, 12 points for the game, and that's her four.
And you were asking me about the percentage, and at halftime, Sydney had shot 61.5% from the three-point line. Great shooting.
It is indeed. Narelle Lindsay, all four from the outside the arc. As Dompkins goes into Smith, it's tapped away by Sutherland, and it will be an AIS ball from the baseline as Snell looks to come back into the game. And for Karen Dalton, who wasn't going to get up out of her seat, she now sits on the bench with Snelly. So a coach is a coach.
Having a chat to her before she goes on, obviously talking to her and giving her a pat on the back now and telling her to come on. But they've actually missed the sub. Oh, so that should have been a substitution, but it wasn't. So Narelle Lindsay has the ball, and Dean Kingston stands up and actually calls out for a timeout. Trish Fallon has the ball on the right. She passes into Appiaki, cutting through the key. Nice flash right through the key, and she lays it up. So it's timeout here for AIS.
Appiaki goes for 10 points as the timeout's called by the AIS. We'd like to remind you that the Price Attack WNBL thanks the following sponsors. Price Attack, ABC, Coast to Coast, Interviews, Combat, Molten, Thermoskin, and Virgin Blue.
Well, the AIS will be very disappointed with the start of this third quarter. They've actually only scored 2 points since half time, and while Sydney have actually thrown 12. So there's something that they've really got to get onto their offensive sets and start running them. They're making turnovers, and that doesn't help because you're just giving the ball back to Sydney and they're running down and shooting, as you said, at a very high percentage. So I think if they can cut down on the turnovers and get the ball down there and the AIS work their offense and get some better shots.
Yeah, they've had shots, though. They've put up a lot of shots. None of them have been able to fall.
No, they've been under a lot of pressure. A lot of the shots haven't been just open looks. They've had either a girl running at them with a hand up in the air or actually someone physically bodying them while they've been shooting.
Returning to the floor, Francis, Esri, Tomlinson, Schatz and Smith for the AIS for the Sydney Uni Flames. It will be Sutherland, Fallon, Hennessy, Snell, and Lindsay. So, still a very experienced lineup there. Of course, you talk about AIS players, but Gemma Sutherland, I think, has at least two Price Tag WNBL championships to her name. So,
very
plenty of experience there, too. Smith Francis getting into heavy traffic, still outside the perimeter. Esri, oh, shots, has Hennessy lose her feet. It doesn't give her a chance to take a shot from it. She was tackled there. Tomlinson that time, tackled by Hennessy, but no call in the play, and the ball ends up in the hands of Lindsay. So Hennessy doing a pretty good rugby tackle. Considering her husband plays basketball, there's no excuse for that.
Yes, actually wrapped her arms around Luella, and referees obviously didn't see that. Here's Narelle Lindsay with a three-pointer. She actually one of the rare ones that she's missed. But she comes up with a rebound back to Bree Hennessy over to Snell. Snell bounce passes into the low post to a turnaround jump shot with Trish Fallon. Hit the front of the rim. Katie Ray Emery comes up, dribbling down the court, and is actually knocked out of bounds coming from behind with Narelle Lindsay. So it's a substitution for AIS.
Bishop and Shearing coming in for Smith and Tomlinson. 66 plays, 39 here at the training hall. Sydney out in front. AIS with two fouls so far. Looks like Brick wants to come in for Sydney Uni at the next changeover. As shots now, puts the ball inside to Bishop. Bounce pass over to Shearing! 6 points for the game. She's been looking good. This is probably her best game of the year too,
yes,
Elise Shearing.
Yes, I know. Actually, my husband Barry Barnes has been doing a little bit of work with her shooting, and just because she does have a pretty ugly style and shoots very flat, so he's been trying to get her to lift the ball because he thinks she's a girl with enormous potential. She's just such an athlete. If she can just get that shot to be a bit more consistent, she'd be a great player.
Fourth personal foul on Francis. She'll sit down as Herrick comes back into the game. Lewis will sub in for shots as Lindsay sits down for Vicky Brick at Sydney Uni.
And it's a timeout to Sydney University.
Timeout to Sydney Uni.
So Elise Shearing, yes, you're saying, yes, she's actually having her best game in for the AIS, and she's one of those girls that came in. We had quite a few injuries, and she's a local girl, so they actually put her on a live-out scholarship so she could do all the training with the AIS, and she's made incredible improvements. She was down in Melbourne recently playing the Pacific Girls Championships, and people were coming up to me and saying how... they couldn't believe how well she's playing. And once she starts playing with her own age group, and that's when you see the difference from these girls, when they go back and play, you know, against other 15, 16 and 17-year-olds, they're standouts. When they're playing against women, that's a different matter. And but that's why they are so good when they go back and play. And she's made significant improvements. Don't really notice it so much when she's playing in the WNBL competition. But tonight, as you said, she's having a good game. She has been working. She's one of the hardest workers. She's always out here in the gym. We have a shooting machine here, and you just see every time you walk out in the gym, seems to be Elise is the one out here shooting. So that's really good to see.
Also, I think a first for the AIS basketball program in having a local AC girl living off campus.
Yes, it hasn't actually... I've been working at the AIS now for 12 years, and it's the first time that we've had one in my time. I think in the early days they did, but it was just more for training purposes. And then we decided that we would actually give her a scholarship. So she's actually got a scholarship with all the benefits, except she just doesn't live in. So here's Fallon at the foul line, shooting shot. And I think if she makes a successful one, she's going to be substituted by Georgia Woodrow, who's sitting on the side waiting to be substituted in. And she misses. So she stays out there. Abby Bishop comes up with the rebound, passes off to Katie Ray Ebsery, who passes to Molly Lewis. She goes a long pass into the key to Abby Bishop, and Abby was fouled by Gemma Sutherland.
Second personal foul on Gemma Sutherland as Georgia Woodyard comes in for Trish Fallon. 67 plays, 41 here at the training hall, and it is the AIS ball from the baseline.
Molly Lewis passes into Katie Ray, who takes the dribble, passes back to Molly. Molly reverses the ball back out. Herrick's got the ball at the top of the key. She needs to get it in closer than that. Molly Lewis tries a... very hard path in Derby Bishop, which is deflected by Canberra out of bounds. So it'll be
and a Gemma Sutherland anyway.
Yes.
The Canberra connection in the Sydney Uni side. Inbound pass goes to Esri. She can't get it to work inside. She tried from the outside. It wouldn't drop as well. 67, 41, 3 minutes left to go in the third term here. As Brick gets the ball, kicks it back to Hennessy, left side Sutherland, back to Snell, inside to Woodyard, who, well, I thought she'd almost taken about three steps that time. Herrick is going to be called as Woodyard drives at the basket for drives to the basket down the baseline and managed to get Herrick out of position. Rachel Herrick, first personal foul. And
that's four fouls on the AIS, so any more fouls than... Sydney will go to the throw line. Here we inbounds passes to Snell. He misses her three-pointer. Molly Lewis comes up with a rebound. Passes to Shearing, who dribbles over to the half court. Over to Katie Ray. Back to Shearing. Shearing's thinking about taking the shot. Decides not to. Dribbling the ball. Back to Katie Ray. Katie Ray setting up the play. Takes the dribble to Herrick. Herrick passes to Molly.
Lewis.
Oh, we're time running down.
Lewis from downtown.
Yes.
6 points for the game.
About 3 seconds left on the shot clock as she launched that beautiful shot. Over Sydney have the ball. Snell versus to Hennessy. Hennessy to Woodyard. Woodyard back to Snell at the top of the key.
Sutherland now sets up right side, drives in on Herrick. Her shot doesn't drop, but Woodyard's good enough in the paint to get it back. Gets it out to Brick. Brick has a rebound off the iron, and Bishop's been called for the foul.
Oh, I thought Abby Bishop definitely got all the ball with one of as she was shooting, but her other hand must have been on her body, giving her a bit of a push.
Third personal foul for Abby Bishop as Domkin subs in for Esri. And Brick, of course, going to the line because it is the fifth foul in the quarter against the AIS. 67 to 44, and Brick makes the first. That's only 6 points for the game for Brick. She's rattled them up. And the next one, an air ball. You don't see that too often.
No, not from the foul line. Yeah. Just maybe a little bit of a loss of concentration there. So we have Abby Bishop bringing the ball in from the side. Into Michaela Dobson, closely guarded by Brick. Michaela dribbles on her left-hand side, reverses back to her right, and she goes to the top of the key and shoots. Unfortunately, misses. Bree Hennessy comes up with a rebound.
Hennessy off to the races, down the left wing, gives it to Brick. Brick's pass is too hot for Woodyard, and Shearing will come up with it. Domkins has Snell in front of her, gets past Snell, then works it to the perimeter. Snell staying around, not letting her get away. Oh, Herrick almost gets knocked away by Sutherland, but is able to get it onto Shearing. Shearing finds Bishop down the paint. Bishop, 14 points for the game. And Bishop, well, good move. She's really, really coming up. She would look good at the beginning of the year, but now she's looking more and more determined. Snell for three, rattles off the iron, and Bishop does the rebounding. Gives it off to Domkins. So get your thoughts on Abby Bishop's development. As Domkins, long pass to Herrick, who has to reach for it. Cross court to Shearing. Shearing has been, has been fouled by Woodyard. Georgia Woodyard, third personal foul. And that is,
And Mansell comes on.
Mansell comes in for Sutherland. Domkins looks to inbound the ball. She goes to Bishop. Bishop hands back to Domkins. Domkins setting up on the centre of the floor. Herrick sets the screen for her. Domkins gets free and can't get the ball to drop. Tough luck there. Hennessy comes up with a rebound, goes down court, gets the Mantle. Woodyard driving hard through the lane. And Woodyard's put a foot on a travel.
Yes, I thought she actually... travelled twice there. She travelled as soon as she got the ball and then lost the ball and travelled again. So AIS ball from the side with Herrick inbound to Michaela Dobkins, who's closely guarded by Brick, who passes over to Herrick. Dobkins gets the ball back. Now they've set up their play.
Domkins now gets a screen from Herrick, goes to the left side, kicks back right side to Shearing. Looking for Bishop.
3 seconds in the key called on Bishop.
It's amazing how they can count 3 seconds at one end and not the other.
Yeah.
But I didn't say that. 16 seconds left to go here in the third term. 68 plays 46. AIS with it all to do as Brick cuts across from the screen. If we did give it to Snell for three, rattles off the iron. Well, it didn't rattle, actually. It rebounded. It was fairly solid. And now a foul. Elise Shearing, second personal foul. As, 2.1 seconds left to go in the quarter. And the foul was well off the ball.
But because of the foul, we've got five fouls AIS, so they will now go to the line. Yes, so there was a few bodies bumping there. It was a bit unfortunate that the AIS were called for that foul. But Belinda Snell goes to the line, makes it, moves Sydney to 69 points. Oh, the second one rattles out. Girls are fighting for it and actually goes out of bounds. And that's three-quarter time.
At three-quarter time, Sydney Uni lead the AIS 69-46. The Price Attack WNBL would like to thank the following sponsors for their support. Price Attack, ABC, Coast to Coast, Interfuse, Combat, Molten, Thermoskin and Virgin Blue. And the AIS basketball program would like to thank And One for their ongoing support, supplying footwear to the AIS basketball program.
At three-quarter time, the top scorers for Sydney, we have Belinda Snell on 20 points. We have, who's number 22?
23 is Narelle Lindsay.
Narelle Lindsay, she's got 12 points. Yes, as we're saying, all that good three-point shooting. And Evie Afiaki's on 10. She's got not quite the contributions she had in the start, but everybody else is putting them in. So it's got good scorers all around with Trish Fallon, 9 points. The AIS top scorer is Abby Bishop with 14. Mm-hmm. Next top scorer is Rebecca Schatz with 8. Then we have Katie Ray Ebbs 3 and Michaela Dobkins both on 5. Molly Lewis actually has got 6 points, so that's been a quiet 6 points, hasn't it? We haven't really noticed her shooting that much, but she's obviously put a couple of shots in. Mm-hmm. And Elise Shearing, she's got 6 points, so and two just to Melissa Smith. Michaela Dobkins has probably had one of her quieter games with only 5 points. I mean, she has been the AIS top scorer the last, actually, most of the season. I'd have to say you'd have to credit that to the good defence by Sydney. They've either had Linda Snell on her or Brianna Hennessy, who are both noted for their defence, and also Evie Afiaki is playing a good defensive game.
Yeah. But she hasn't caught so many breaks all year, really, because she has been one of the seniors, and Smith has, well, at the beginning of the season, I'd say the scouts were thinking, all right, we've got Smith, number one guard is going to go on Camino, and number two is going to go on Fox, then number, then Smith's going to take the best tall.
That's right.
And you lobbed up at the beginning of the season, you had, all right, where you had Bishop start playing well. So I think Bishop's taken the best tall in most cases.
She has.
And so that left Smith open. But, of course, when you had Fox, Camino and all those others
Lisa
out.
Yeah, Lisa Skaglia going down with injuries.
Tompkins has got probably the best defensive player every week.
You're right. And she's also having to bring the ball up the court a lot of the times. I mean, Katie Ray Ebsery is the guard. But when they need to give her a break, it's Michaela Dobkins. And she's done incredibly well. So we've had a sideline ball here, and Sydney will take the...
Dumpkin slapped it out after the start from Sydney Uni. It's Snell inbounds the ball to Woodyard. Woodyard goes to Mantle. Mantle to Hennessy. Hennessy drives into the paint. She got mugged by Bishop that time. Brick goes back, gets it, as it gives it off to Snell. 5 seconds left. Hennessy, Brick takes the shot from the left-hand elbow. Doesn't drop, and Lewis will come up with it. No one looking to help out Lewis. Eventually, Bishop will get into a position where she can receive. But that's not good when your two talls are back there, because Herrick was back there as well to receive. They should have been setting up.
Molly Lewis actually was unfortunate. She took one dribble and picked it up. She needs to hang on to the ball and then be ready to go with the AIS. Another turnover here, and Belinda Snell has a steal and brings the ball up. Passes to Hennessy, who passes to Woodyard, who travels. I think she was surprised to find nobody was on her. Actually, her man was back in the key, so she was a bit surprised. She wasn't sure whether to shoot it, and she...
Now, again, Herrick got no one to pass it to. Dompkins has to run down.
Yes.
Now Herrick has to get... Well, no, Dompkins is going to carry it back down the right wing as Ezra and Smith look to come into the game. Bounce pass into Bishop, tries baseline, and the foul will be on Mantle.
Yes, Molly Lewis has got to be aware and be actually ready to come back and help relieve the pressure when they can't get the ball into Dobkins.
First personal foul on Jessica Mantle. Subs in Ezri and Smith for Herrick and Lewis. Bishop to shoot from the line. And
that's a good substitution because they needed, Michaela Dobkins needed some help there, so they brought Katie Ray, Ezri back on to do the ball carrying duties.
Bishop makes the first. Second one rattles around, but eventually drops. 14 points for Abby Bishop tonight. In fact, 16 points for Abby Bishop tonight, as we get the score right. Bishop going in after it, kicks it up to Katie Ray. Katie Ray has got Dobkins bounce pass across to her. She just waits for a moment, then goes the jump shot. Shearing comes up, and the jump ball will be AIS's this time.
Yeah, Shearing and Brianna Hennessy were fighting for the ball there, and she gets substituted out for her efforts there with Rebecca Schatz coming in for Shearing.
Schatz comes in for Shearing. Lindsay comes in for Brick. Inbound ball goes to Smith. Katie Ray on the wraparound has to go up again. She puts up a second shot. It doesn't fall. She didn't have much help there in red. And the AIS, I didn't have them mentioned, are in red tonight.
Yes.
Sydney Uni in blue. Zoll Bree Hennessy from downtown rattles around. Woodyard trying to get it in the paint as it rattled out, but it's Smith who comes up with it, gives it off to Schatz. Schatz going into Bishop, goes back, gets it to Smith,
oh,
and rattles out,
yes.
And no one there to get it back to the AIS
no,
again.
Bounced and
69, plays 48, 2 minutes have gone in the final term, and a foul call. It is Abby Bishop, fourth personal foul, and that's a tough one because I can't afford to have Bishop with Francis and Bishop, the two biggest girls in the team. Can't afford them both to be in such trouble with 8 minutes left to go in the game.
Yes. One more foul and they're actually out, so they only get 5 fouls in the WNBL, and if they get another foul, they're out of the game.
Woodyard now at the line, missing the first, 69-48. Woodyard second shot on the way, and she makes it. Georgia Woodyard, 7 points, 8 points for the game. Afiaki comes in for Woodyard, Fallon for Snell. And it's 70 points to 48 now. 8 minutes. 8 minutes and 5 seconds to be exact. Left to go. As Ezri brings it down the right-hand side. Now goes left. Left. Kicks it to Smith around the perimeter. Just shots. Shots for three. Oh, it's a bit too deep. Smith and Fallon wrestling for it. It's Smith that knocks it over the baseline.
Fallon inbounds ball to Lindsay, who brings the dribbles up AIS into their zone defence. Lindsay fakes the pass, ends up passing out to Afiaki. Back to Brianna Hennessy at the top of the key. She dribbles in, turns, does a turnaround jump shot, which falls short, and AIS come up with the rebound.
Fair Ingham, she did more than the 360, that's fine.
Yeah,
that, was about a,
she went
420,
one way,
isn't
turned
it?
Right back around the other. Oh, Smith's shot was too long. Afiaki comes up with a rebound, passes over to Narelle Lindsay. Narelle Lindsay calling out the play, calling out one, that's their play, into Afiaki. Afiaki to Fallon. Fallon dribbles, passes off to Lindsay, back into Fallon in the low block, passes back out to Lindsay, who'll do the 3-pointer, and it's successful.
Lindsay, 15 points for the game.
Michaela Dobkins brings the ball up there. Looks like Sydney have gone into a zone defence as well. Rebecca Schatz on the baseline, passes out to
Dobkins.
The top of the tee is Michaela Dobkins, wide open.
Dobkins, 8 points for the game.
It's just a rotation problem there with Sydney's defence. Michaela found herself way open on the top of the tee.
Yeah, Safiaki gets the ball left side from Lindsay, goes to Hennessy. Hennessy on the left wing, puts up a three-pointer. Bishop wasn't close enough. Hennessy, three-point attempt is good. 6 points for the game. Timeout, AIS.
Well, Sydney still hitting those threes. They had a bit of a cold spot there when they missed actually probably about two or three in a row. And now they're Brianna Hennessy. Smell, they're hitting the threes again. AIS, both teams are actually playing his own defence, and it was nice to see Michaela Dobkins on the rotation. One of the Sydney Kings players actually in the key, so she was able to get a wide open look, which he hasn't got too many wide open looks during this game because he's been very, very closely guarded.
Now, we had mentioned before, it seems like an eternity ago, we were talking about Abby Bishop. She is really... both standout performances out of this team. I think Abby and Abby certainly has been the number one performer this year.
Yes, when you consider that she's the first year player, and usually it's our second year girls that we look for to do the bulk of the scoring. She came in. She's 17 years of age. She came to a very good under-18 championships last year, playing for South Australia. Came in here as was like a bit of a baby in the team, and unsure of being able to go up against this. I think the physicality is what a lot of the girls had trouble adjusting to. But as you're saying, the season's over halfway through, and she's really adjusted and is playing very well.
Dobkins for three again, hits the side of the iron, and it will fall over the side. A bird flying in around the Frank Stewart training hall. And I guess one of the other things that we have noticed was Bishop, well, she started on a baptism of fire because she went up against that 15 from Canberra.
That's right, yes. Her first games was against the famous Lauren Jackson, and I think she was just thrilled to be out there on the same court as her.
Lindsay, 17 points as Apiaki gets in, steals the pass away, then has it stolen back by Smith, who's fouled by Lindsay. And Smith will go to the line as Lewis is second personal foul on Norrell Lindsay. Molly Lewis comes in for Michaela Dobkins as Gemma Sutherland comes in for Brianna Hennessy. Smith to shoot two, and I think Molly Lewis, while she hasn't had the minutes, has probably been next best in performances.
Yes, Molly came in here as a reputation as a shooter, and I think... her first couple of games, she was a bit amazed at the speed that the girls play against and have had trouble getting her shot away.
Mel Smith, 4 points for the game as she makes both the free throws. Lindsay goes right side to Sutherland. Sutherland looking around. Bishop not quite up in her face yet, but she's not a three-point shooter, Gemma, so that's probably safe. Goes into the corner, Mansell, back to Sutherland, back to Fallon. Fallon's a three-point shooter. Smith was able to just put her off the shot enough, it rattled away. Esri carries it down, kicks it over to Lewis. Lewis from the corner is, from the baseline.
Yes, nice shot. A difficult shot, and she made it.
Lewis, 8 points for the game. As Tomlinson looking to come back into the game for the AIS. Lindsay sets up left side, gives it to Fallon. Fallon then goes back to Lindsay. The shot is short and Lewis comes up. Lewis goes long, looking to split it to Esri. Esri has a foot on the baseline as she puts it in.
Yeah. So nice pass by Molly Lewis. Full court pass. To Katie Ray stream down the court, but it was just a tiny bit long and her foot was on the baseline.
Tomlinson in for Smith, and that prompts me to ask the question, is Smith on managed minutes? She hasn't been playing much this game.
No, I don't think there's anything actually wrong with her. Some of the girls do have injuries, but I think Smith's okay as far as I know, unless something happened today at training.
All right, Apiaki makes the shot. Apiaki, 12 points for the game as Esri brings the ball back down the right wing. And left side is Schatz. Schatz is looking for Bishop, who goes into the key but can't get the ball to her in time.
Oh,
Tomlinson is fouled by Mansell.
Yeah, she was all over Llewellyn, I think Llewellyn took a dribble and was fouled about three times, so they had to call something.
Second personal foul on Jessica Mansell as Brick comes into the game for Lindsay. Esri gets the inbound pass, works around, finds Bishop driving down into the paint. Bishop, 18 points. And
I think we might be looking at a future opal there. It might take a few years, but she's certainly showing you what she can do.
Fallon's pass is taken away, stolen by Esri. Unfortunately, as she went to go forward, it rolled off her hand and Schatz couldn't get to it in time. So Apiaki will bring it back into Brick. 80 plays, 57. 57, not a bad score for the AIS, considering they have had a lot of shots not drop as well. But as a score goes, that's not a bad offensive score with 3 minutes.
No, we're probably averaging about 58 points So we're right on our, if we can get a few more shots, we're actually probably above our average for the
Bishop
for the
gets
year.
The rebound, puts Sutherland to the floor in the process. But now Esri drives baseline, kicks it wide, the shots on the baseline, won't fall. Tomlinson going after it with Sutherland, sees it over the baseline, Sutherland will inbound it.
Yeah, Sutherland blocked nice use of her body, just actually blocking Luella from getting the ball. So Brick brings the ball down to Fallon. Fallon passes into Afiaki. Afiaki dribbles baseline, does a reverse layup, but misses everything. And it's Abby Bishop tries to get the ball, but she actually forces it out of bounds. So it'll be
Frances Domkins in for Bishop and shot. Fallon sits down for Georgia Woodyard.
So Sydney with Afiaki to inbounds pass.
Afiaki looking to bring the ball in, goes to the left side, finds Sutherland. Sutherland just goes back, finds Woodyard, brings it back to the outside of the key, hands off to Afiaki. Woodyard puts up the screen. Afiaki loses the handle on it though.
There was a nice screen and roll there by Georgia Woodyard. Afiaki dribbled left and then came back on the right and actually lost the ball.
Domkins inbounds it to Esri. Esri drives over to the right side, then off to the left side. Oh, she dropped the dribble right when she could have just taken it all the way then. As goes back, Tomlinson, Domkins on the left side. Inside to Tomlinson, layup doesn't fall. Tomlinson taps it away. Esri tries to keep it in, but it's over the sideline. And Sutherland seems to be doing a lot of bringing the ball back in for Sydney at the moment. She seems to be Johnny on the spot when it goes out. Brick now brings it over the half. Oh, she'll go into the paint, kicks it out to Afiaki. Afiaki with Domkins watching her. Mantle in the corner, Lewis watching her. Mantle, oh, Lewis blocking the shot, but it falls in the hands of Brick in the paint. Gets it off to Woodyard, and Woodyard gets it in. Woodyard, 10 points for the game.
Nice little pass there by Brick to Woodyard. Just shuffled in there and found itself all alone under the key.
Lewis now gets the bounce pass across there to Tomlinson, back to Domkins, Lewis in the corner, inside Frances. Frances puts the shot up over Sutherland. Frances, 2 points. And it will be Brick to bring it back. Sutherland, bounce pass into Afiaki. Oh, Lewis crashes in and, took a nasty tumble on the into the ribs, I think.
Yes,
also, she's getting a foul for her trouble. So, second personal foul on Molly Lewis.
Yes, I think she's probably winded as well. I think you're right, she's got a hit in the ribs and probably a bit winded.
Yeah, she just crashed into Eva's leg.
Yes.
Yeah. So, it would have been a nasty incident both. But, she's just trying to...
She's winded, yes. So, the doctor's actually come onto the court here to get her to just be
start
able to
breathing.
Get her breath, yes.
So Esri sits down
so
as Schatz and Shearing come back into the game.
So this is an umpire's timeout, an injury timeout. She's getting up. She can hear her actually wheezing from here because obviously she's really got all the breath knocked out of her. So they're she's bent over getting her physio and the doctor. Dr. Karen Fallon and the physio, Danielle Lilly, are taking care of her.
Mm-hmm. And carrying her off
now. Carrying her off, yes.
Molly Lewis, give her a hand. She's carried off the court.
She's in very good hands there. Dr. Kieran Fallon's a very very good doctor, and Danielle Lilly, the physio. I think in a couple of minutes she'll be fine.
Don't see that too often. The ref just bounces the ball. No one was there to take it. It was bouncing there for a moment till Eva Rafiaki raced up to get it inside to Brick, then back to Rafiaki. Mansell in the paint. Mantle, 2 points, and the bench is up for that because I think you might find that her
rookie.
First 2 points.
Yes, I think she's the rookie who's come in and playing possibly her first game, but it sounded like it might have been her first points ever in the WNBL. And we have a foul on number 11.
And that will be Gemma Sutherland's third personal foul.
Inbounds into Luella Tomlinson, passes into Michaela Dobson's in the key, and she finishes up with 2 points.
Brick
dribbles the ball down the court, calling the play. She passes over to Mansell. Mansell to Woodyard. Woodyard to Sutherland. Sutherland into Mansell, who goes... Oh,
she's on a roll.
Yes.
And she's going to go to the line for the bonus.
Yeah, she got fouled there as she shot the shot. So great excitement on the Sydney bench.
Shearing's third personal foul. Mansell will shoot the bonus.
I'm not quite sure how old Jessica Mansell, is that she's a 183 centimetre, so she's got no height.
She's wearing the jumper that was, I think it was Belinda Purcell was supposed to be wearing in the number 5.
Yes, so they did tell us that she's actually got the wrong number on her uniform tonight, so she may not have her own uniform.
Tomlinson has the ball, Mansell's up in her face, yes. And the foul will go against her.
Bit of an over-enthusiasm there.
Third personal foul on Jessica Mansell.
And Luella Tomlinson is going to go to the foul line to take 2 shots.
Yes,
and they're in the bonus at their 15th foul from this quarter.
Now, Luella has got the strapping on the knee there, the thermo skin on the knee.
Yes, she has. As have some of our girls, we've got a few little niggling injuries. Nothing major that's going to upset them, but just a little niggly injuries. So a couple of weeks off, actually, over Christmas will do them good.
Both hit the back of the iron that time and rattled out, so no points. 87, play 61 with a minute left to go in the game. The Gemma has the ball in her hand, goes right side over to Brick, then into Mansell. Mansell finds Afiaki. Afiaki kicks it out to Woodyard. Woodyard for 3, rattles off the iron, and it comes into the hands of Shearing. Shearing gives it to Tomlinson. Tomlinson carrying the ball down, gives it off to Shearing. Shearing goes to Francis. Francis now puts the ball on the floor, has to get past Sutherland. Doesn't do so, but gets it off to Schott. Schott goes back inside. And
fouled by Sutherland.
The Gemma, fourth personal foul.
And we have Kayla Francis at the line to shoot 2 shots.
And
getting very familiar, calling them by their first name.
Yeah, that's right. Did I send you the rule book? Not supposed to call them by their first name. Although in the case of Gemma Sutherland, which is that distinctive, you just say the Gemma.
The Gemma, okay.
Yeah, I figured on the fourth foul, we'll give it to her.
Okay, so Kayla Francis is successful with both.
63 plays 87. Francis, 4 points for the game. And we're inside the last minute, half minute in fact.
Yes.
Brick goes to Mansell. Mansell is Shearing, watching her. Puts the ball on the floor. Law loses the handle on it. Comes back to it. Dompkins goes to the ground. And Dompkins is going to be called for the foul.
Yes. Michaela just losing her footing and actually falling into Mansell's leg. So Mansell will go to the line to shoot.
Dompkins, fourth personal foul. And with 17.6 seconds left. Dompkins, fourth personal foul. That was my bad.
Yes. Okay, so it's actually, she's not actually shooting two. I thought they were in the bonus, but they're not. So this should be the last possession of the game with 12 seconds to go. No.
Afiaki
has the ball at the top of the key. Dribbling the ball. Takes it all the way for a nice left-hand layup.
Afiaki, 14 points for the game.
Just banked that lovely left-hand shot off the key. AIS
from downtown, Dompkins tries to...
So the final score is 89-63.
And
Sydney Flames having a nice victory there before they go on their break. Did a good job.
Well, Karen Dalton, a good job tonight, even if you do say so yourself.
I didn't say that.
Oh,
I said it was a very good win by the team.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
89-63, and with the changes that, the coach turned up.
Yeah.
Nat Porter went down.
Well, Nat Porter went down before the game even started. That would have to be, another first, a player injuring herself in the warm-up, landing on her own player's foot. So that was good.
Yeah, that just made the job that little bit more challenging for you.
Yeah, look, it gives you, as much as what, the game was, a win, it was going to be a win for us. It gives you a good opportunity to get some of the players that probably haven't played a lot of minutes in the game, and gave Jess Mansell her first minutes in the league. So that's a good thing. Gave her a first point.
Five points.
Yeah, the girls are very excited about that. So it's always a good thing to get, the players to put in the time and effort during the year to give them, and a rookie, she's only 16, so it's always good to give them some minutes.
What you have to concentrate now on is the break in between Christmas, having a bit of a relax in making sure the girls follow their program whilst you're not watching them, as eagle-eyed as what you normally do. But then you come back for the double-header here in Canberra up against AIS and Canberra.
Well, we've actually got another game before that. We played Perth the week before that, so we have got another game. So
I think a couple of the teams have got byes after Christmas, but I'm actually quite glad that we've got, they've got a full 2 weeks off, which I think is good for them, and they're all going home to their respective states and families, which is also good, provided they don't eat too much turkey or plum pudding, and keep their fitness up, which I think we've done, we've worked pretty hard on that the last 4 weeks, so it'll be disappointing if they didn't continue it, and they're all pretty eager to continue it, so... Yeah, so hopefully we'll get back, have a, hopefully another win against. So we're actually 3-0 now, so it's the first time we've had 3 wins in a row, so we're pretty happy about that.
But you do have to get that 9-0 for the end of the season.
Well, just look at a game at a time, as every coach will tell you, one game at a time.
All the best for the others.
Thanks very much, mate. 6 to go.
Well, Dean Kinsman, another tough night, but I think this was your best performance so far that we've seen here at the training hall.
Oh, certainly. I think we showed some really good things tonight. In fact, there were different stages of the game where we took it up to them, and they just shot extremely well from the three-point line, which was good for them. But I think in the main, we played much better tonight.
It also was quite noticeable that your execution of the offense, once you were able to get yourself set up, you were able to get inside to Abby, and Abby was converting for you more often than not.
Yeah, Abby's had a really good year, and she was a good focal point for us inside, as her 18 points would indicate. Not only that, she gives us a good, strong presence in there. She's got a big heart, she gets up and down the floor really well. And again, you're right, some of our offense for probably two-thirds, three-quarters of the game was really good. We just had a little patch in the second quarter and the third quarter where we sort of dried up a little bit, but we got ourselves back on track, which was good. So some good contributions from some people. I thought Beck Schatz was good early, and I thought Elise Shearing did a good job in the first half in particular.
Well, all the best for your Christmas. Hope you and the family all have a good Christmas break, and then it's back into it in the new year.
Yeah, certainly. Thanks very much for your support as well.
Jenna Sutherland, your first game back in Canberra, and well, there wasn't a rousing cheer when they ran out on the court, but there wasn't the boos and the cans being thrown at you that you might have feared at the beginning of the season.
No, there wasn't. It was quite a nice crowd today, so that was good.
You have been enjoying your time up in Sydney with Karen?
Yeah, I have. It's been a completely different experience from what it was here in Canberra. It's a different way of coaching, and it's a completely different team, but I'm having a really good time. They're lovely, lovely people, and we have a lot of fun. And we struggled a bit at the beginning of the season for reasons that no one can seem to put their finger on, but hopefully we've got it together now, and if we win every game from now to the end of the season, then, fingers crossed, we'll make finals.
What about the difference between Graf and Tom? Is Karen a big difference in the way she coaches?
It's a completely different tact. I mean, Graffy was a really, really passionate person. Tom was a man of few words. And Dolph is, she's sort of all of the above, really. That makes no sense. But she's knows her stuff and is very good at putting it across.
And I guess with... well, hopefully, Kristen coming back in the side, you'll have one person that you've known for a lot longer than what you have with the rest of the team.
Yeah, Kristen's been, she's been working out a little bit with us, and she's sort of just doing a little bit of training. Hopefully before maybe mid-January, I think. She's there all the time, and she's great, and she's a lot different from what she used to be when we played for Canberra. She's a lot more vocal, and I don't think people recognise her when she comes back to play again.
Well, it should be an interesting conclusion to the season, because finals are still something that you can achieve.
Absolutely, and I don't think there's any reason why we couldn't. It's just a matter of getting ourselves together finally, and yeah, as I said, we've got little goals to achieve, and I don't see why we can't do it.
Well, all the best for Christmas, and I guess Canberra fans will see you up against your old team very soon.
Yeah, they will. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it was a interesting game. The AIS certainly playing the best we've seen them so far this year.
Yes, particularly as you mentioned several times about Abby Bishop. She was a star tonight for the AIS with 18 points. Really, really blossomed, I think, and showed you what she's got ahead of her. And she's coming back to the AIS on scholarship next year. She's been up and offered another scholarship. And these girls are actually eligible for the next World Championship team, the under-20 women's team. Next year they'll be playing qualifications to qualify for that, and I expect Abby to play a big part in that Australian team. For Sydney, they were all over, very good. Belinda Snell, Lindsay Fallon, Apiaki, I mean, you could just go on, the list goes on. Every player that came onto the court contributed something, even their rookie. And they're a very, very nicely balanced team. Even with their injuries, it's just shown that they've been actually able to. They've had quite a few injuries too, with Alicia Poto going down. And they've brought some players in like Snell and, like Lindsay. And I think Lindsay, when she's been in, has really contributed over to this team and given them something that that they were obviously missing, and she's done a really good job for them. And I think they're looking pretty dangerous, Sydney. I think it's going to be interesting just to sort of see how they go, because I think their run home's fairly easy compared to some of the other teams.
Yeah, they've got AIS in Canberra. They're in the double header.
Oh, right. That's their, is it? Okay.
So you're calling yourself easy beat.
Well, oh. I'm just saying, considering, I think, against Canberra, it will be a good game.
Yeah.
So they could actually sneak in. I'm not quite sure how Adelaide, what Adelaide's final run home is, because the AI is actually, we have to go down to Melbourne, we have to play Dandenong and Bulleen again, and we have to do the Adelaide Perth. Road trip. So we've got quite a few hard games in front of us. So it'll be interesting just to see the run homes and see what the final makeup. But Sydney have always been one of those teams that have sometimes have snuck in into that fourth position over quite a few number of years. And once they get to finals, they just seem to lift. Karen Dalton just has the knack of lifting this team when it comes to finals times, and they're always dangerous. You can never write this Sydney team off, no matter what players they've got in the team. She just seems to be able to bring the best out of them comes final time. So if they sneak into the fourth, they could be the team to look out for.
Well, this is this is our last broadcast of the year, because you're on holidays and I'm on a lovely cruise,
I hear.
Yes, that's right. So it'll be Mark Aston doing the call with, of course, Michelle Hocking, and that is going to be our next broadcast on sportradio.com.au. But thanks very much, Dale. I've really enjoyed working with you throughout the season.
Thank you.
Hopefully we can team up again next year.
Yes, I hope you have a nice Christmas and enjoy that cruise that you're going on.
Yeah, we will do indeed, and you enjoy your trip away as well.
Thank you.
As we wrap up from the AIS Training Hall, Sydney Uni taking the victory 89-63.